Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling joins us on today's program to provide an update from the latest Pella School Board meeting.
Give our listeners just a brief overview about some of the different policies that were discussed and ultimately approved at the board meeting Monday.
So a big part of the board's work is policy development, policy review. And that's actually one of the primary functions of the board. And so we go through systematically the school board policies, take different sections each year with a hopes that every 4 years all the policies get reviewed. And so this month we were actually on the 400 policy series, which is all about employees. And so these policies all connected to our employee handbook, everything from how to handle employees in different situations, as well as things like what kind of leaves our employees get, vacation time, all that stuff. So we actually did a real comprehensive review of all those things last summer, put those into a new handbook for our employees. And so we just aligned those policies with that right now. So that was the policy work side. They really have to dig into that. It's a lot of work, a lot of reading. The policies for the 400 series alone are over 200 pages. So that's just some light reading. It's not overly exciting, but it is something that needs to be done.
Some of the other quick changes that were also kind of a part of not necessarily that direct discussion, but other approvals that were made.
Right, so we had a head coaching form and an assistant coaching form to use for our coaching performance review. Our head coaches get reviewed annually, and so Dale Oddie was there presenting a new form to the board, getting approval for that for the head coaches, just kind of combining many different aspects of what a coach's responsibility would be. And just a way to systematically go through and review that with them each year. So that was something that we did need. We've done reviews with our head coaches just about every year, but this is a little bit more formalized process and a way to document that. And so we wanted to have that form. We also had a nutrition procurement policy, which really just means how we bid out things for our food service department. And so that policy was put in place. That's something that we needed to have. And actually, our nutrition director, Connie Bolt, she is having a review of our whole nutrition department coming up here in March. So all that stuff has to be in place in the form of policies and procedures, and it's just always important that we have those things.
And then the other part of the meeting was a closed session at the end, basically your annual review, a process that started at a work session earlier this month. How did it go, and ultimately what does the process mean moving forward?
Well, it's always good if I'm still employed, so that means things are going okay. We have a process where the board reviews me every year before February. And it's actually as a part of my contract that my contract rolls for another 3 years if they don't tell me that they don't want it to roll. So in other words, they have to do the performance review before February 1st, otherwise the contract rolls forward. And so what they do is they look at the 6 standards for school leadership in Iowa. They look about evidences for each one of those standards. I was shown to meet all of the 6 standards. And then they talk about goal setting. And so, of course, a big part of what superintendents focus on are whatever the district goals and the school goals are. But it's also important for me to have specific goals that I'm striving towards. And so right now we're in the process of basically figuring out those goals. One of the ones that was really important to the board and is important to me is the school culture climate goal. And so that one I know is going to continue forward. We're going to have some kind of a goal written that will be around the culture and climate and how we monitor that and also how we impact that for the district.
And then you mentioned buildings in the district. My last question has to do with Pella High School. You received a construction update about the latest progress there. Not a whole lot of different news in terms of the timeline, but a lot of important milestones that people will notice directly as they drive to the front of the school.
The students now will be able to use the front entry and the public as well. So that's exciting. Much work is yet to be done between now and spring break for us, which is the third week in March. And we're really hoping to get that whole east wing ready to go and able to be opened right after spring break. So when we do that, the student center will move to that area. That's where the kids will have lunch. The weight room, the wrestling room, the health room, the locker rooms, hopefully will be all ready at that time. And then that'll allow us to kind of do some renovation in the middle of the school. That's currently the lunchroom. Our current lunchroom area actually becomes the art room. And so that's a messy thing to have right in the middle of the school. And so we know that's coming, and that'll happen later this spring.
Once again, that was Pella Schools Superintendent Greg Ebeling. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.